Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, we're going to have an interesting conversation. I'm going to talk to you about the worst deal I've ever done, and I'm going to talk to you about some mistakes people make in real estate investing. So it's kind of a negative day. If you're one of those kind of people that don't mind downers, this is a Debbie Downer kind of day. Before we get started on that, though, this is the sweeps week for us. This is when we figure out whether or not the radio station that you're listening to us on is going to stay or will remain having our show on it. Every year they do this to figure out, you know, which shows are going to stay, which ones are going to go. It has to do with, you know, the ratings. It has to do with participation. So what I've done is I've created a little giveaway to get you excited about participating in this situation. And all you have to do is go to this website, freedomnumberquiz.com. And normally this website is where you go to go figure out what your freedom number is. In other words, for 35 years, I've helped people retire. What do? We find out what their freedom number is. What does it take for them to be able to retire as far as income? And instead of trying to pile up a pile of money, we figure out how to produce the passive streams of income necessary to be able to take them out of their job, right? So this website is set up so you can go there and you can just give your information and find out what your freedom number is. Well, I've set it up a little differently this week. If you go there and give us this information, we'd really appreciate it. What city are you in and what radio station do you listen to us on? Now, that's free. If that's all you want to do, just do that just so we keep the radio show in your area. If you want to hear the show, please do this because you have to participate in the rating system for us to get to stay. If you want more, I've created a bunch of free gifts for you. Number one, go ahead and fill out the questionnaire and you can get the question answered for you, which is what is your freedom number? If you like, there will be a place for you to sign up to get the Best of Del. I have a 5-video series, the Best of Del series, which is 5 of the most interesting videos that we've made, really that gotten the best result, the best feedback and so forth. And they're all in one place. You just drop your email in there and we'll send you a link to them. You can get to these 5 emails right away or these 5 videos right away. Also, to super entice you, I'm giving away the most expensive thing I can give away, which is my time. If you want to talk to me, you got a question you want to ask me, just put your telephone number in there. You don't have to if you don't want to. This is just if you want to. You can put your phone number in there and give me a 4-hour window. In other words, I'm in Central Time. You can call me from 12 noon to 4 in the afternoon, that kind of thing. Just put in what time zone you're in and what 4-hour period of time I can call you, and then I'll give you a buzz and we'll chat. Let's see what it is that's got you stuck and get you going towards wherever it is you're trying to get going, right? So all of these are benefits to you just so I can get you to go there and fill out the little questionnaire, which is, what city are you in? What radio station that you listen to us on? Now, if that's all you want to do, that's all you have to do. There's nothing that requires you to do anything else. Nobody will track you. There's no marketing stuff coming at you. These are all just gifts, right, for you to try to entice you to give us that information. All right, now moving along. I said I was going to tell you about the worst deal I ever did. Sometimes the stuff that looks like it's the best turns out to be the worst. It's amazing. I bought these townhouses one time. It was an entire community of townhouses. There was 40 of them, 45 of them, I'm sorry. And they were completely owned by 3 investors. These were in a bad part of town. And what I came to find out was all the tenants in these were Section 8 housing tenants. Up to this point, I had never dealt with Section 8 housing. I didn't realize what a nightmare it is. And I got these three owners to sell me each of their lots. Each of them had a lot, let's say 15 each. That wasn't actually that even, but it was 15 each. Would give me 45 of these things. And they sold them to me, believe it or not, for nothing down, owner financed. The way it was set up, these things rented for $615 a month each through government housing. The mortgage payment I had to pay them was only $200 a month. And that means I was going to make $415 per unit per month times 45. Ungodly amount of money. I thought I was going to get rich on this deal. This was unbelievable. What I found was the way the government works housing is, number one, they don't pay you until you jump through all of their hoops. Whereas when I rent a rent house, tenant wants to move in, they give me their first month's rent. They give me a security deposit up front, either 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months worth of money, depending on how much of a risk they are. And so I've got anywhere from 2 to 6 months worth of rent in advance before they ever move in. When they move in, I've already screened them. I know they're good people, right? And I put them in, and I've got money for the even move in. Most of them want to get that security deposit back. Most of them don't want to ruin their credit. You know, 99% of these people were no problems whatsoever. You know, there's always that one cuckoo for cocoa puff. But in general, real estate investing, single family houses was super simple for me. I loved it. But these were a different story. The way this worked was the government wouldn't pay you until they came in and inspected. And they had to inspect these properties. And if the slightest thing was wrong, they could turn you down. So if you had, and by the way, these are government workers, and they are the lowest of the lowest of human beings I've ever met were these government workers. They're as bad as the tenants. In fact, I think the workers were tenants that they just gave jobs to, which were people on welfare. They said, okay, you can't read, you can't write, but we're going to make you an inspector. So these people would come in and they got to burn their bonnet that day, and they find it something is wrong that they don't like to see, and they'll decline it. Well, it takes them 30 days to get out there. So I've got this person that wants to rent my place. They fill out an application. I agree to let them do it. We fill out the paperwork. We send it into HUD. And then HUD turns around and housing, it's called housing. Housing would turn around and say, okay, we'll get an inspector out there in anywhere from 10 to 30 days. So now my house is sitting vacant, not earning income for 10 to 30 days. Then if they would come out and you didn't pass the inspection for some stupid odd reason, they wouldn't come back out again for another 10 to 30 days. So the house would sit there again for a period of time without earning any income. Then when they finally did pass the inspection and they let the person move in, they would pay you first check 30 to 45 days later because they only pay once a month. They can only cut checks once a month. So if you get in a certain point in the month, you'd miss that check writing day. You'd have to wait all the way to the next check writing day, which could be anywhere from 30 to 45 days. It's just a bizarre deal. So then you get this check, and it's pro rata back to whatever they owe you. They might owe you a month and a half already. But you're already now 2-3 months into the deal, and you haven't got any money. And you finally get some, right? And that was the beginning of the problem. The second part of the problem is that the government didn't pay all of their rent. Their rent was $615 per month. However, the government might be paying $500 of it, might be paying $600 of it. The tenant might owe you $118 a month, or they $115 a month, or they might owe you $15 a month. But whatever it was almost impossible to get it out of them. Why? Because they're welfare state people. And welfare state people believe that the world owes them a favor. They think that housing meant free housing. Not a voucher, not a helping hand up, but free housing. And just because the government only paid a part of it, they were taking it out on the landlord that the landlord shouldn't request to get the rest of it. And it was a nightmare trying to collect. You know, you got people paying full rents. We're easy. People paying $15 wouldn't pay you. They'd hide from you. They'd tell you they couldn't afford it. It was just a nightmare. These people were something else. So when I would walk around and try to collect these rents, it was like I was the only guy in the whole neighborhood. I mean, entire subdivision that looked different than everybody else in that subdivision. You figure that one out. And as I walked around, they were like, what are you doing here? this is our neighborhood. You can't come here. And I go, I'm the landlord. I own the place. And I'm collecting rent. And they're like, oh, so you're the big guy, huh? You're the man. You're the bad dude. And then they would show me their guns. I'm telling you, there were kids that were 14 to 16 years old that had a gang. They rode around on bicycles. They wore black shorts, white shirts, I swear. And they'd pull up their shirt and show you their gun. Come on, Dell. 14 to 16 years old were carrying guns and threatening people with them all the time. So finally, I went and bought a bulletproof vest for myself and my maintenance guy. And I started carrying my own gun just to go collect rent. These people, if they got in trouble, if they broke any rules, HUD would kick them off the program and they would lose their free housing voucher. And what they would do is they would put cement down your toilet. They would pull all the copper wires out of your walls and sell it. They would steal your fixtures and doorknobs, anything of metal in the house. They would pull it out of the ceiling, out of the walls, off the door, and take it down to the metal place and sell it. You know, these people were just animals. So I was supposed to make $400 a month profit on each of 45 units, whatever that would be. Let's just figure it out. My mortgage payment was $200 a month each, and my rent was $615 a month each. So let's just do a little phone math here real quick just so you figure this out. So I had $615 a month minus $200 a month. I made $415 a month times 45 doors. That's $18,675 a month I was supposed to make, right? I have to tell you, in 2 years that I owned the place, I don't think I made a dime. They would move out. They would do $10,000 worth of damage every time somebody moved out. It was ungodly. Dealing with the government was a nightmare. Dealing with the people was worse. And then just the damages. And so I finally decided this isn't for me. You know, I wasn't losing money, but I wasn't making any money, and it was a nightmare. And so I decided, hey, it's time to get out of this. This was a mistake. I learned my lesson. I'll never do it again. I'll never buy Section 8 housing again. And so I found somebody that was the greater fool. I always talk about the greater fool theory. There's somebody out there. And guess what? I was that guy. When they sold it to me for nothing down, think about it. They sold it to me, nothing down, owner financed, didn't even have to go to the bank because the bank wouldn't finance this thing. And all they wanted was to get a note. They just wanted to make some money. You know, whatever that payment was, they were happy just to get the payment because they knew they didn't want to put up with all that stuff. And they knew that after all the problems, there was no cash flow. And so I found another young guy that thought he was, you know, bulletproof, literally thought he was bulletproof, could control anything, take on any project, wasn't afraid of the government. And I sold it to him. How did I sell it to him? Nothing down. Take over the payments. That's all. I'll just give it to you. You take over the payments. Take my name off of it. Get my name out of the document so I don't owe on the payments. It's yours. I just gave it away. Best transaction I ever did was giving that place away. You know, you have to understand sometimes you don't know till you know. And Section 8 housing is one of those things you just don't know until you know. Once you know it, you'll never go back and do it again. I know people that have one Section 8 housing place. Oh, little grandma Susie Q here lives there, and she's on welfare, and she's on housing, and she's no problem. And yeah, you can get away with one. You get lucky once. When you have a whole subdivision of them, it's like an insane asylum. It really is. Or a prison. It really almost looked like a prison, but with people having guns, you know, it just was unbelievable. And so that was the worst deal I ever did. And you don't want to do that if you can help it. Stay away from Section 8 housing. While we're here, let's get back. Why don't you go to freedomnumberquiz.com. Help me out here. Help you out, actually, because what it does is it keeps my show in your radio. So we need to know that you're listening. We need to know there are people listening so they will keep the shows on in those areas. Just go to freedomnumberquiz.com and put in your city and the radio station you're listening to. And that will help us. That'll help you. That'll keep the radio. I know people come up to me all the time and go, hey, your show's not in my area anymore. What happened? I go, This is a syndication. I shoot a radio show. It goes into a syndication, I guess, location. The management, the team, the engineers put it together, put it on a syndication loop, and send it out. And whoever wants to pick it up can pick it up and put it in. But they have to want to do it, and they do it by how many people listen to it. You know, they're looking for listenership. So if you want to let them know that you're listening and you want to keep it in your area, then go ahead and hit us up. FreedomNumberQuiz.com. Hit us up. Put in your city and radio station you listen to. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Tired of wondering if your current path will ever get you ahead? At Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach real estate investing strategies that can help you build income and take more control of your financial future. This is practical education designed for people who want to start investing with a clear plan and a strong support system. Join today for just $297, a 60% savings off the regular price. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today is Debbie Downer Day. In other words, I just told you a story about the worst real estate deal I've ever done. In the first two segments, now we're going to talk about some other negative stuff people have asked me questions on, and we're going to cover that. Before I dig into the next email and question that they've come up with, which is really a pretty negative one, I want to remind you this is Sweeps Week, and I need you to register for me that you're a listener. Why? Because if we don't get enough votes in your area, then the stations will go, it's not worth keeping the radios on, this show on, and we will disappear off of your dial. So it's very important if you want to continue to hear my craziness. You know, 35 years I've been doing this, whether we're talking about real estate investing or whether we're talking about life itself or whatever it is, 70 years old looking backwards, pontificating? No, this is actually, hindsight is 20/20. I'm not looking to the future and pontificating. I don't do that. I look to the past and say, hey, this is what's real. This is what I know to be a fact. And I just want to save you some time and trouble so you don't make the same mistakes I made and or you can benefit from the things that I did right. Having said that, we need you to vote. The way you do that is you're going to go to a website called freedomnumberquiz.com. Freedomnumberquiz.com. That's freedom. The word, it's all one word, freedom, number, the word, quiz.com. What you're going to do is you're going to put in your city and you're going to put in the radio station you listen to. For doing that, there are all kinds of freebies there for you. Number one is the quiz itself. If you're thinking, maybe I'd like to retire someday, either now or in the near future, maybe in the long time future, take the quiz. It's an AI program that we wrote that does what I used to do for people, which was sit down and figure out how much you're going to need to be able to retire. Doesn't cost you anything. Just fill out the information. We're not storing your information. We're not marketing to you. In fact, there's no even way to contact you. So there's no way we could be marketing to you. We don't even know who you are. So it doesn't matter. It's just for you, right? You're going to want to know that. Secondly, second gift you can get is the best of Del Wamsley, 5 videos that are really interesting, fun videos for you to watch. To do that, though, you do have to give us your email address so that we can email you the link to get to this. And then, at that point, if you want the last gift, which is to speak to me personally, that's a very expensive gift. You know, people pay me $25,000 to talk to me, and I'm giving it to you for free. What do? Put your telephone number in there and put down a 4-hour window of the day that I can reach you. Like, for instance, if you're in East Coast, West Coast, or Central time, put down your time zone, and then the four-hour window. I can reach from 12 to 4, something like that. Then I'll contact you, call you back. It's not mandatory to vote, to do any of that. To vote, just go to freedomnumberquiz.com and put in your city and the station you listen to. Now, this next email is really kind of sad. Sad to me because I resemble this remark. It says, I'm 70 years old and I want to sell my rental property that needs about $50,000 in repairs. I have been doing this for 25 years and want to simplify my life. I also owe my personal home and SUV. I want to pay off my house and SUV vehicle. I'm doing this. Am I doing this the right way? And thank you for your advice. Roy, you're not doing it the right way. You're doing it absolutely the wrong way. Let me share with you a couple of things that would help you out. Number one. You need to go down and get yourself a reverse mortgage on your home. As long as you and your wife are over 55 years of age, both of you, I think it's 55, might be 65, but I think it's 55. As long as you're both over 55 years of age, you can get, no, I think it's 65. My bad. You can get a reverse mortgage. And what that means is they will let you put a loan against your house, give you the money, the difference between, you know, whatever your house is worth today, let's say your house is worth $500,000 and you've got debt on it for $200,000 right now, and you're thinking, I'm going to pay that debt off and get out of this payment. That's dumb because you're just using up $200,000. Here's what you do. You go down there and you borrow $400,000, pay off the $200,000, and walk away with $200,000 in your pocket tax-free. You say, well, Dell, then I have to pay those payments. No. The reverse mortgage is set up where you never make a payment. You live there for the rest of your life. You and your spouse can live there for the rest of your life. It's a life estate. If my wife were old, I would do it on my house even. Even though I don't need the money, I would do it. It's the greatest thing. Think about it. You get to borrow your money out and use your money to live tax-free. You get to live in your house for free with no payments for the rest of your life. Man, this is a no-brainer. I called the guy up that does it. And he said, Dell, you know, I know you. You don't need any money. And I said, I know, but this is a great deal. He goes, I know. You should do it. And then I said, okay. I explained to him, my wife was very, very young. I have a very young wife. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. You can't do it. Both of you have to be there. I said, should I divorce her? This is such a good deal. But that's the first thing you should do. Secondly, you should not get rid of your rent property because it's income and it's deductions. It may be your only, it may be the last of your income. It may be the last of your deductions. I don't know where you're going to get your money to live off of, but having that one rental property, if you don't have enough money to fix it up, it says it needs $50,000, maybe just sell it. I don't know what it takes to fix it up to rent it, but I would definitely keep it rented out. I know you've done it 25 years. Do it another five. Do it another 10. It doesn't matter. Leave it to your kids. The bottom line, they will inherit that in a stepped-up basis. It's the best thing to leave your kids is real estate because they're going to get it in a stepped up basis. All the taxes you didn't pay on that for 25 years, you know, you've got out of paying taxes for 25 years because of depreciation. You die, all that depreciation income goes away and you and your family never pay it. You do not want to get rid of your rental properties at the end of your life. It's really backwards. You should be building up your rental properties. Say, well, you know, I've been doing it for 25 years. You probably did it the hard way for 25 years. I don't know you. It's not hard to have rental houses if it's done correctly. Now, if you do it wrong, you know, I've just told you my nightmare story. If you do it wrong, the wrong place, the wrong kind of stuff, the wrong tenants, it can be a nightmare. But, hey, it's not in general. And I really think that you should hold on to that particular property. Otherwise, you're going to miss out on that opportunity for those deductions, the appreciation that you get from it, the depreciation you get from it, the rental income you get from it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Just because you're 70. By the way, why are you tired at 70? I'm 70. I actually feel better at 70 than I felt at 50. I was going through all kinds of problems. From 50, I got staph and almost died, and then I got cancer and almost died, and then I got pancreatitis, and they had to cut my intestines out, and I almost died, and I had to live 6 months on the colostomy sack, and then they had to go in and operate and put my intestine back together and take the sack, colostomy sack out. I mean, man, for a while, my life sucked. Now at 70, I'm like, woo, running around, working out, spry, having a good old time. So, hey, 70 isn't the end of things if you keep yourself fit, if you stay in shape. Now, you do get old. You get older, and you don't look like you did when you were 50 or your 20s or whatever. But, hey, you still got the energy. I was out last night, and we went out to a restaurant, bar place, sat out with couples till 2 in the morning, just, hey, talking, having a good time. Life isn't over at 70, guys. In this day and age, where most people are dead, and in fact, a lot of people I know are dead, that I've grown up with are dead. People that were movie stars are dead, sports guys are dead, people my own family, neighbors are dead. A lot of my neighbors are dead now. In my neighborhood's a very expensive neighborhood, so, you know, it's mostly older, wealthier people. They're just dropping like flies. But the ones that are around, 70 is no longer. 70 is like the new, I'd say, 60. You say, well, that's ridiculous. I know it's ridiculous until you get to be 70 and realize, hey, you don't get up every day and act like, wow, it's almost over. You get up every day like, wow, what am I going to do now? This is exciting. There's, you know, a whole life ahead of me. New things to do, new things to try, so on and so forth. It's all in how you look at life. But I'm going to go into another question here in just a minute about where do I get the data and information that I use to make the decisions that I make financially for myself and for all the consultees that I consult on these real estate transactions. I'll cover that in a minute. Before we get there, if you're just tuning in, this is Sweeps Week. We need to know where you are and what station you're listening to this radio show on. If you don't support us by registering, then you could turn the radio on and we'll be gone. We could be gone. Because they decide, this is a syndicated show that they decide to keep on only if people are listening to it. So, you know, we don't bug you for this, but once a year, we got to bug you. We get this done this week. So what you need to do is you need to register. Go to freedomnumberquiz.com and just put in your city and the radio station you listen to us on. Do that, you'll help us out. Now, for doing that, we have three free gifts that you can participate in if you like. None of them are mandatory. What we're really going for is just where you're listening from, right? So the three free gifts is, first of all, is the Freedom Number Quiz, which you can take. It's an AI program that does what I used to do, which was figure out what you need to retire. It looks at what you earn now, what your overhead is, what you think you're going to need to live on. We calculate it all and come up with a number. This is the number you need to be able to earn per month to be able to retire. That's a starting point. Now we know what we need. Now we go and talk about how to get it. But that starting number is somewhere I always have to start with you, so you can get your own, and nobody will know. The data is not stored anywhere. There's no marketing coming back from it. It's just simply for you to figure out what you need to be able to retire. It's a starting point in the conversation. Second free gift you can get is The Best of Dell. There's a 5-video series, The Best of Dell. And if you put your email address in there, then we'll send you the link to these 5 videos, and you'll enjoy the heck out of them, I guarantee you. Again, not mandatory. Looking for just where you radio station. That's what I really look, but that's just a free gift I thought would be neat to give out. And then the last one is the most expensive gift I'm giving out is time with me on the phone. If you want to talk to me, if you've got questions, you want to talk to a real person, see me in podcasts, you see me on the radio, you see me in YouTube videos all the time, I'm that guy. And you can talk to me on the phone. All you have to do is put your telephone number in there and give me a 4-hour window of when I can call you. So it would be like I'm in Central Time, and you can call me from 12 to 4, something like that. So give me a 4-hour window and whatever time zone you're in. And then I can get in touch with you, and we can chat about your situation. Hey, I might have the answer that solves it all for you. If nothing else, just might be a fun chat. It's up to you. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. These are just gifts. They're just enticements to get you to go and fill this out, to go to freedomnumberquiz.com. That's freedomnumberquiz.com. And fill this out and let everybody know you're listening. Moving on to the next question. It said, good morning. Where do you get the information necessary? What ecosystem are you hooked up to? that gives you the ability to make these forecasting type decisions. And the reality is that I listen to both sides of the news. I listen to the Republican side, I listen to the Democrat side, and I figure that about 80% of both of them are lies. If you can distill the 10 or 20% that's actual fact. In fact, I took my granddaughter, and I taught her to do this. I sat her down in front of the TV. I said, okay, here's the news. Let's listen to it. Tell me of what you just heard in that story is true, it's fact, and tell me what is pontification. I did that with her for a couple of days, and no time at all, she got it. You can see right through it. You when you listen to this stuff, if you are a staunch left-winger, or if you're a staunch right-winger or whatever, you're not even listening. You're just hearing what they want, what you want to hear, which is what they want you to hear, and you're not discerning anything. And so you have no information. You don't know what the facts really are in life. I'm looking for the facts, and I don't care what their pontification is at all. Now, when it comes to news stuff that's financial, be very careful where you're getting that news from, because most times when you see stuff that's put out on YouTube, you say, don't tell me YouTube's fake. YouTube is fake. I've taken stuff that I watched on YouTube and looked it up and found that it wasn't true at all. Not even close. So you have to be very careful where you're getting your information financially. You know, you've got little guys on YouTube now that are kids. I mean, you got 25, 30-year-old, let's say even 35-year-old guys. They're good-looking kids, man. Come on. They'd be my son. I'd be proud of them. They're good-looking kids. They got great rap. And I had great rap when I was 35 years old. But well, actually, 35, I did make my first million. So maybe they're close to making their first million if they got a lot of rap and they're working hard. But they're not billionaires, and they're talking about being billionaires. You know, of all the people on YouTube, I really don't know if any of them are actually billionaires. Not even the guys at the top with the loudest voices that say they have the most stuff. I don't know. Do you know what a billion is? I met a billionaire one time, and I said, you know, I'd like to be a billionaire. He goes, how much do you have now? I said, well, right now I got about $40 million. He goes, no problem. All you need is 960 more. Have a great day. Go to and fill out freedomnumberquiz.com so that we can keep the show on. Have a great day. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.